I'm losing my patience. Where's my motherfucking stamps?
Everybody wants to see a tour of my Section 8 three-bedroom, two-bath trailer.
This whole Section 8 and food stamps and government assistance programs are just getting out of control. You know, a woman here says she's entitled to the taxpayers paying for her food and housing. Says, I've been on food stamps in Section 15 years, so I'm entitled to it. I mean, you got a lot of people in America that are in their 20s and 30s that can work, able-bodied, but choose not to work because getting Section 8 and food stamps are so incredibly easy. Now, the thing is, if you actually need Section 8, if you're too old, you can't work, then obviously you should get it and the food stamps. But I'm just going to be real with you. So many Americans are super young and they're on food stamps. And it's getting to a point where, like, government assistance programs aren't even, like, government assistance programs anymore. I mean, look at this. Like, you got brand new construction homes with, like, a really nice gas fireplace, and that's approved for Section 8. You're telling me people could use Section 8 vouchers for a brand new house like this? A house like this in my neighborhood goes for $2,500 per month. But apparently, you know, you could be on Section 8 and get a whole house, or it could work and rent an apartment. That's kind of like what it's looking like these days in America. Section 8 and the food stamp stuff is just getting out of control. And you kind of see why now there's finally some restrictions to it. Check out some of these videos.
Everybody wants to see a tour of my Section 8 three-bedroom, two-bath trailer. So here it is. We have lived here for a little over a year. The state pays $1,100. We pay $28. So here we go. This is the living room when you first walk in. Then we got the hallway right here. This is the smaller bathroom. As you can see, some things are falling apart, but it is a trailer. There is a bedroom right here. Walk back through here. This is the living room. Yes, that is an indoor trampoline in our kitchen because we can't have trampolines in our yard. It's not a single wide, but it's also not a double wide. Another bedroom right there. This is our washer and dryer. And that is a Section 8. Three-bedroom, two-bath trailer.
Okay, whatever y'all doing, stop. Now, listen to me. This is about to blow you guys' fucking minds. Excuse my French. But did y'all hear about President Trump's decision to end Section 8? Did y'all... Hello, for the ones in the back. Did y'all hear it? Did you hear it? If you haven't, you better go and... Because he's trying to get rid of all the Section 8. No more free rent, okay? All right? Gucci, Louis, all of you guys traveling all around the world and shit because y'all got Section 8 paying your rent. That is over. Yeah, it's over. Mm-hmm. So go get a job. And by the way, I'm hiring.
So you're going to give stay-at-home moms $75,000 annually to stay at home, but you just passed a bill to essentially take away Section 8, EBT, food stamps, cash assistance, any type of welfare, unless you are working. So, are you going to pay for my child care then? Because if I have to go back to work, who pays for that? I have 6 kids. You think I'm going to pay for that child care? You think I'm going to pay somebody to watch my kids so I can go work? No, I'm not doing that. I think I voted for the wrong person. make it make sense.
Scrackin' TikTok, this message is to all family and friends that might be in jeopardy of losing your Section 8 voucher. Hey man, I feel your pain. Trust me. I understand. I feel your pain. And I'm grieving with you. And I want y'all to know this with all love. If you ever find yourself on the street, gonna get kicked out on the street, I want y'all to understand this. Don't call me at all. I don't give a fuck. I don't give a fuck. Listen to me. I couldn't call you motherfuckers to piss on me if I was on fire. So listen. Listen here. Up close. I love you. But from a distance. You understand me?
Baby, y'all see what they're doing with that Section 8 program, huh? It's crazy how they're doing everything. So if you've been on Section 8 for 20, 30, 40 years, they're telling you that you got to be out of there within like the next, I think, 60 days. I don't know how they're doing it, but they're letting you know that it's no longer. But they're giving you a two-year grace period if you just recently own it. But the Section 8 program is being cut. You got to get out. And it's just crazy all over the world. And at the same time that they telling people they got to get off of Section 8, and they no longer be on Section 8, especially when you've been on it for that long, and when you've been passing it down, they're like, they don't care. You got to go. With that being said, they also created a law where it's illegal to be homeless. So you can't be on Section 8. It's illegal to be homeless. So they're arresting homeless people and telling them they can't be on the street, dragging their cots and their tents and stuff off the street, putting them in garbage cans. Because now they're saying it's illegal to be homeless. But yet, they're putting you off of a program that assists you. You, because Section 8 ain't free. You have to pay some of that bill. They don't just give you the whole thing. Some people may get 100%, but not, baby, that's rare. Section 8 ain't free. They putting you off a program that'll assist you to pay your rent. And now they're telling you it's illegal to be homeless. So we can't make it make sense. They also messing with those people at the nursing home. They closing wings because of the Medicaid is cut. It's over with. And so basically they're telling you, go check on your people at the nursing home. This is happening in real time. This is happening in real time. If you're seeing this video and you're on that program, get yourself together because you may not have received your letter yet, but you know who you are. Get yourself together. Get your family together. Do what you got to do. We'll see what you can do. Rent out a room, rent out a section, or do something like that. But you guys be blessed.
Say what I have to fucking say. I applied for Section 8. Tried to apply for Section 8, like, 2 years ago when me and my daughter were going to be homeless, and the shit is not fucking open because people from fucking 20 years ago get on fucking Section 8 and stay on Section 8 because they're just comfortable being broke as fuck. Like, Section 8 is for you to get your money up because they're paying like most of your fucking bills. People get on there and they get comfortable. It's like people are comfortable living in fucking poverty if they're getting help. Like, that just don't make no sense to me. But those are my thoughts. So, all the fucking Section 8ers that have been on there for fucking ever, bitch, get your shit together and get the fuck off so people that actually need it now can get it.
All right, I'm here with the update. Governor Mayor declares the state of emergency in Delaware to support November SNAP benefits. I don't know how true this is. I'm on my way to the office to confirm this, but this is in the state of Delaware, so I need you guys to look up where you're living to see if you guys are getting your SNAP benefits for November. Yeah.
So I'm just curious about this food stamp thing. People have been getting $4,200 to $4,300 a month for their kids to eat. I raised four kids. I never needed that much grocery money. $4,200 would have paid my rent or my mortgage, my house payment, my electric bill, my water bill, all my household monthly bills. And these people getting all these food stamps probably live in Section 8 housing and they're paying $5 to $100 a month for rent. How is this possible? just seems like big neglect by the government for even giving this much out in food stamps. I just don't understand. What do y'all think? This is so messed up. And now, no wonder these people can drive Mercedes, have nails, have hair, and brand new iPhones all the time.
Now let's discuss this Section 8 situation. A lot of y'all have been on Section 8 since the 70s. It's about time you get off of it and let somebody else have some help. Do you understand? The Section 8 waiting list has been so long as it is because you have people from the 70s and the 80s and the 90s that abused it and never got off of it. They got on Section 8 should have always been 2 or 3 years, unless you're disabled. We understand that. But if you are able to get up and work, you should have to. I have to work. Everybody in my family have to work. Everybody I know has to work. I don't know anybody on Section 8. That's the whole bottom line. Y'all say immigrants and people not from this country or whatever else, we take up Section 8. We don't take up Section 8. Y'all do. I know a lot of y'all, you might get upset, and that's okay. I don't care, because maybe you one that's been abusing the system. But when a mother faces hard times in this country, she should be able to go apply for assistance, get it immediately, use it for however long she needed, 6 months to 2 years, and then put her kids in a better position. She can't do that because she got to wait 4 or 5 years to get on Section 8 because y'all been on it since the 70s. That law I don't disagree with. Make them get up, make them get a job, because we had to pay for it. You mean to tell me I worked with mothers that needed Section 8 and couldn't get it until they were 4 and 5 years on a wait list? Oh, please. And this is what we paid for. Make them get up and work.
A Section 8 voucher holder. Y'all need to report. Y'all need to report right here to this post, because y'all getting on my nerves. Y'all is getting on my nerves. I love y'all, but y'all is getting on my nerves. Like, I'm trying to help y'all, and y'all don't listen. And y'all still keep getting evicted over the same, like, dumbass shit. Like, for real. Let me just say this. I am no attorney, but I would consider myself a professional. I've been in the industry for 16 years, so I do believe what I say holds value. I would not tell you guys anything that wasn't true or anything that I did not know to be factual information. So let's get it started. A disclosure. The communities that I work at and that I manage right now do not take Section 8 vouchers, so we do not have any Section 8 participants within any of our community. So let me say that before y'all start on here coming for me. It ain't my current company. So I went to eviction court today, and there was a lady in court who was being evicted. Long story short, the person being evicted had a voucher. She had a voucher, and her rent was, we're going to just say subject rent was about $207. So she gets in front of the judge, and she's really unsure as to why she's being evicted. The lady's like, I paid my rent. I paid my rent. Keep in mind, the management company is being represented by an attorney. So she's saying, I have my receipts. So she gives the judge all of her receipts, and the judge starts going through all the receipts. She's like, here's my November. Here's December. Here's January. Mind you, landlords on the other side staying kind of quiet. Her or the attorney ain't saying nothing. So keep in mind, I'm sitting in the back and I'm like, oh, this is about to be good, because ain't nobody saying nothing. And I'm waiting on the judge to give the attorney and the landlord the opportunity to speak, because the lady is for sure like, sis got receipts. In this moment, y'all, I'm really like pulling for sis, because I'm like, oh, she got receipts. It's about to go down. So finally, the judge gives the ball over to the plaintiff, and she's questioning them on the ledger, questioning them on late fees, questioning them why she owes. And the landlord says she owes because she has to pay for damages.
So it's been a minute since I did one of my, you know, think pieces or whatever. But what do y'all think as far as Trump stopping food stamps in November, starting November 1st? Now, I did see where a judge apparently stopped him from being able to do that. I don't know how true that is. Just something I saw, kind of glanced at, didn't really look too much into it. But most of the people who voted for him they're on government assistance. So now that doesn't make sense to me. And I want to know how they plan on feeding their families for the holidays. Because what you gonna do? What you gonna do? You voted for this, and like we said, y'all voted against yourselves. And that's that. Like, you voted against your fucking self. You voted against your own livelihood. Go fucking figure. Nah. We gonna say we told you so. Because we told you motherfucking so.
Tell me why. Today's the day of my inspection. And I hear my neighbor talking. Talking about some, y'all worry about my house when the girl next door making mad noise and shit. First of all, my music just be loud. There ain't nothing wrong with being fucking music. This is my crib. I pay my bills. You don't. And then I hate the people who like to clown about having motherfucking Section 8 because you ain't getting me out this bitch. Yeah, I got that shit. You ain't getting me out. And I'll say it loud and proud because all y'all on that motherfucking waiting list talking about some, oh, you got Section 8, you got Section 8. Well, bitch, I don't give a fuck because all y'all on that waiting list waiting for Section 8. Like, hello?
But yeah, I just wanted to come on here and say that because, like, don't piss me off.
So I'm hearing that they're supposed to be doing away with Section 8. I don't know how true that is, but if it is true, it's about time. We got too many people that's taking advantage of the system. Too many people sitting around doing absolutely nothing. And guess what? We tired of it. Us working people are paying for you to sit around and do nothing. So while we out working 2 and 3 jobs, busting our chops and missing time away from our family, y'all at home chilling. Y'all up on the new Jordans, all the new clothes, all the new gadgets and gadgets, all the jewelry, all the bling, and all our hard work and money is going to food in the house and bills. We can't even spend that money on ourselves. More time at work than it is at home. It's not fair. It's time to get up, y'all. If you ain't disabled, if you have 2 working hands and 2 working feet, you gonna get up and you gonna get to work. It's the harsh reality.
Y'all, this lady was up here crying about her food stamps. I feel so sorry for her. You know, it is people out here that really need their stamps, man. I mean, this don't make no sense. She asking for a little change. I gave her $5. I told her I don't really keep cash on me like that, but I had $5 on me. Hopefully somebody else will come out and give her something, because she says she don't know what she gonna do without her food stamps. She says she only get $28. I say, well, ma'am, but what are you about to talk? I say, ain't trying to be funny, but $28 really lasts you a whole month? She say, yeah, because she get noodles and bread and stuff. Dang, it's bad, man. I hope somebody help him.
I am seeing so many videos about people complaining about losing their Section 8. I'm seeing so many videos. They are blaming Trump because they're going to lose their Section 8 in 2 years. Blame your daddy Biden. Because if Biden hadn't been letting those illegal immigrants over here, giving them all of the resources that were for American citizens, Trump would not have to have come back into the presidency to clean up the mess that he created by giving resources, money, and funds away to people that were not citizens. And sadly, this is affecting you all. Mm-hmm. And being an ex-recipient of Section 8, I gave this shit back. Because see, one thing I realized about Section 8 is that it will hinder you and it will keep you stagnant and not wanting to do anything with your life. And once I saw that and realized that I struggled more when I was on Section 8 than ever, the only time Section 8 ever helped me out is when I quit my motherfucking job to get my CDL. That's the only time Section 8 ever helped me out. Other than that, the whole time I was on Section 8, I don't know what kind of Section 8 I had, but I was paying the majority of the goddamn rent, and the housing authority wasn't paying shit, so I gave that shit back. So if you are an able-bodied person, find you something to do in the next 2 years, okay? If you're not a senior citizen and retired and you don't have a disability, then you don't need to be on Section 8. 2 years is enough for you to get yourself on your feet and get it together. But I will say this, something has got to change, because when I was on Section 8, I couldn't save no goddamn money, because every 10 cent, 11 cent, 12 cent raise I got made the portion of rent I had to pay go up. And every time I had to pay rent in. They'll take something else away. And now I was understanding why people would be like, I can't work more than 20 hours this week. I can't make more than 30 hours. It keep you dependent on the system. And you end up not being shit. And once I realized that shit, I said, oh, hell no. Oh, hell no. And this was 2007. And here we are in 2025. Baby, and I ain't looked back since. I have not looked back since. So I advise everybody that's on here talking about you're going to lose your Section 8 in 2 years. You got 2 years to get yourself together and see what you can do with your life to better your life. Because you have been dependent on the system and it has been letting you just not be shit. And I'm sorry to say it like that because I almost became like that. But because of the type of person I am, I was like, oh, hell no, because I can see where this is going. I can see where this is going. So, I was like, no. Yeah. So the only time Section 8 benefited me is when I quit my goddamn job and I got my CDL. And I have not looked back. And my caseworker was like, baby, you sure? You sure you want to let this go? I said, yes, ma'am. I said, I have struggled so much under Section 8. I ain't never struggled like this before. I said, can I gift it to somebody else? Can I give it to somebody else? She was like, no, you can't do that. She said, but I'm going to tell you. She's like, you can't ever apply again if you decline this voucher. I said, ma'am, I don't ever want to apply again. I hope I never have to apply again. This has been the worst experience ever. And I was like, and I didn't understand what the hell was going on because I knew people that was on Section 8. Section 8 was paying their rent. Section 8 was paying their utility bill. They weren't messing with their food stamps. What the hell? What kind of Section 8 did I have? Damn. Anyway. Y'all can't blame that shit on Trump. Y'all blame that shit on Biden. He the one was giving that assistance to people. It took... I applied for Section 8 in 1998. And I didn't get approved till 2007. Or 2008. I know it took a long goddamn time. For me to get approved for it. And you letting people come over in this country, illegally come over in this country, and you still got your own citizens on the waiting list for Section 8, and you bypass them, and you give them Section 8, and give them hundreds and thousands of dollars in food stamps. And you aren't even trying to take care of the people on Social Security. Let me not get on my elderly parents, okay? My elderly parents that are drawing Social Security, that have put into this society and are now retired, apply for food stamps, you tell them they don't qualify. All they qualify is for $16, y'all. $16 is what they were qualified for. But you can give an illegal immigrant thousands of food stamps and they contributed shit to this country. Shit to this country. You need to be upset with Biden. Because had he not did that bullshit, Trump probably wouldn't even be messed with y'all right about now. So take your anger and your attitude and turn it towards Biden, the crippled ass. That's who you talk about when you get on here and complain about some goddamn Section 8. The fuck up.
So CHA or Section 8 in Chicago has not paid us in 3 months, now going on 4. There are 2 Section 8 tenants in our building. They're paying for one and have been. But the other one has been there for 3 months and they continue to say, oh, our bad next month. Oh, our bad next month. I am missing May, June, and July and they're going to pay it in August. But the tenant is coming in and paying her portion of the rent. But CHA has, we're talking almost $3,000. It's going to be more than that by the time we get to August for the August 1st payment. Like, what can I do? Has anybody dealt with this? Like, it's Chicago. I've never, like, they're paying another tenant, but they're not paying this one's. Like, I would have been evicted a tenant if it wasn't, like, I don't even, what the heck?